Sure,
mentioned is mevur in the Gemara that if zikik eknusa and you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, shalosh achim nesuim shalosh nochrias, and the first one dies and the second one dies, so Levi could be miyabem other the Isha of Reuven, other the Isha of Shimon, and his Yaitze Yibum. The man the Omar Zika Keknusa Zag Bigmore, Yibum Echode, Veiftar Eidoch. Says Mevor and Megimore, that the man the Omar Zika Keknusa, if you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven dies and Shimon dies, so Val Eishes Reuven is called Zika Keknusa. Val Eishes Reuven is called Zika Keknusa to Shimon, so she's considered like Shimon's wife. So Bemele Levi doesn't have to do Yibum Sayatz Eishes Reuven, Sayatz Eishes Shimon. He could be Meyabem Eishes Reuven and Yoitze for Shimon, or he's Meyabem Eishes Shimon and he's also Yoitze Yibum, because we look on her Keilu now she's married to Shimon. Zika Keknusa, we look on her that Eishes Reuven is married to Shimon, and Val Eishes Reuven is Keilu married to Shimon. So now Be'etzem is enough to do Yibum to Eishes Shimon. This is the Gemara. So Be'emes is Mevur in the Gemara that if Zika Keknusa, we look on Eishes Reuven, complete married to Shimon, so vait that Eishes Reuven doesn't need any more Yibum. And not only that, you don't have to Miyabim even this lady, you could be Miyabim the second wife of Shimon, and is enough. And Eishes Reuven will never get a Yibum. So from both sides, it's mevur that Zika Keknusa is no more Zika Machmas Reuven. The whole Zika is Machmas Shimon. And Bemele, either one of the wives of Shimon, the real wife, or Eishes Reuven that fell to Shimon, is enough to do Yibum. This is Be'etzem the Tzursa de Shmaise. This is Be'etzem the Tzursa de Shmaise. That this is enough by Zika Keknusa. So we'll see, Shteidu Achidush, how stark is Zika Keknusa. So weit, that Eishes Reuven doesn't need Yibum. So this is the first Chidush, but it's Mevur Klor in the Gemara. We mentioned that the Ramban and the Rashbo, Fregen the Ramban and the Rashbo, Beseder, is Mevur Klor, that Eishes Reuven doesn't need any more Yibum. And is a Zika Keknusa completely by Shimon. And we look at her like Eishes Shimon. And now you need Yibum only Machmas Shimon. You need Yibum only Machmas Shimon. You don't need Yibum Machmas Reuven. Fregen the Rishonim, but when Levi goes and does Yibum, every time when you have three brothers, the first one dies, how Levi could do Yibum? She's a Zika Keknusa to Shimon. He said now that when Reuven dies, she becomes Keknusa to Shimon. So how every time Levi does Yibum, she's Keknusa to Shimon and Shimon is alive? So every time in three brothers, if you tell me when Reuven dies, she's mamish Keknusa to Shimon completely. So calls when Shimon is alive, how Levi does Yibum? So Cheshesish, Cheshesach. So in the Rishonim, the answer is, when Levi does Yibum, is Galemirsa lemafreya, that the Ziki was to him. Is Galim Mirsalem Afreya that the Ziki was to him and not to Shimon, and Bemele he could do Yibum. So every time the way it works is when Levi, Reuven dies and Shimon and Levi are brothers, you write it as a Ziki Keknusa to Shimon, and it's also a Ziki and Knusa to Levi. So if Levi does Yibum, Mizbar that the Knusa was to Levi, and if Shimon does Yibum, is Mizbar that the Knusa was to Shimon. So Bemele Fregen the Rishonim, if this is the Pshat, so by us also. By us also. Reuven died and then Shimon dies. Why, when Levi takes over Ishas Reuven, we say that he's Mekayim the Zikik Knusa Behetim, she's a wife of Shimon. And now it's considered he did a Yibum by Shimon, and he doesn't have to marry the second wife of Shimon, because this wife, Ishas Reuven, we look and we can Knusa to Shimon. And when Levi does Yibum, he could do to either one of them, of the wives of Shimon, and it's enough. Frank and the Rishonim say when Levi does Yibum Teishas Reuven, Nisbar Lemafreya, that she was not a Keknusa to Shimon, she was a Keknusa to Levi. And Bemele, if she's a Keknusa to Levi, so Eishas Shimon never got a Yibum. So let him to Miyabim Eishas Reuven, and then to Miyabim Eishas Shimon. And why state in the Gemara that the Mandama Yazike, if he takes either one of them, he's Yoitze, that he was Miyabim Eishas Shimon. How is Yoitze? But Miyabim Eishas Shimon. Eishas Reuven is Keknusa to Shimon, but Klapi Levi, he doesn't have to come Duch Shimon, he can come direct and take over. And we mentioned that the Rishonim answer, when Shimon is alive and Levi takes over, then, because Omad Velo Yibem, so Bemeir then is Take Zike Keknusa to Levi. But while Shimon is dead, so Bemeila, you cannot be Mafkia Hezike Keknusa. So while you cannot be Mafkia Hezike Keknusa, Levi cannot go and skip out Shimon and say, I'm going direct to Reuven. He can't go direct to Reuven. So while he can't go direct to Reuven, while Levi cannot go direct to Reuven, Bemeila, she's a Knusa to Shimon, Bemeila, he can't be Miyabim direct to Eishas Reuven. This is Be'etzem, the Tzusa, the Shmais of the Rishonim. So again, as Mevur Klor in the Rishonim, that when it's a Zike Keknusa, we look at the wife of Reuven, that she's married to Shimon. So now when Levi takes over, he's marrying the wives of Shimon, so you could choose either the Zike, the Eishas Reuven, that was Keknusa to Shimon, or the real wife of Shimon. He does one Yibum and everything is okay. If Regan the Rishonim, why we don't say that Levi could take Ishas Reuven direct and Megale that she was never Keknusa to Shimon? The Torah says, you cannot be Mafkia the Zike of Shimon after he's dead. This was the tzur of the Shmais of the Rishonim. Frek the Achroinim, if this is the pshat, the sugi doesn't make sense. Reuven dies, she's keknusa side to Shimon, side to Levi. Shimon dies, you can't take away the keknusa from Shimon. You can't take away the keknusa from Shimon. When Reuven dies, you can't take away the keknusa from Shimon. So Levi comes to do Yibum. So you tell Levi, if Levi, you came to do Yibum, you could do other Teishas Reuven that she's Keknusa to Shimon, other Teishas Shimon that she's the real wife of Shimon. Levi will say, I don't understand. You're right that she's Keknusa to Shimon, but she was also Keknusa to me. I am there and he is there. She's not only Teishas Shimon. You're right that I can't move away the Keknusa, but she's also Keknusa to me. So the Moshe, if I will marry Eishas Reuven, I'm marrying Eishas Shtei Meisim. Because I'm also marrying the Keknusa from Shimon, but I'm also marrying what she was Keknusa to me. That doesn't disappear. She was Keknusa to me. I had a schus. If she was a Keknusa to me and I had a schus, so how you telling me I could marry Eishas Reuven? Because I can't take away the Keknusa from Shimon. So now when I'm marrying her, say if I'm marrying Eishas Reuven, it's kilo I married the wife of Shimon. Say if I married the second wife of Shimon, it's good. If I married the wife of Reuven, she's also Knusa to me and also Knusa to Shimon. So I'm marrying Eishas Shtei Meisim. And if I marry the second wife of Shimon, who patters Eishas Reuven from the keknusa that she had to me? She had a keknusa to Shimon, but she also has a keknusa to me. The Hainu. I want the Mechad de Kashe. It'll be close for everyone, yeah? You're right that it's easy to say that we're saying Zike Keknusa, Reuven dies, she's Keknusa to Shimon, Levi comes, it's enough to him to marry Eishas Shimon because she's married to Shimon. It's enough to come, he's marrying Eishas Shimon. It's enough to marry Eishas Shimon. This is if it's only Keknusa to Shimon. But she's not only Knusa to Shimon. When he dies, it's a Knusa to both. You write that here I can't lemafreya mafkia Shimon. But Shimon is not better for me. So I can't be mafkia. I can't be mafkia Shimon. But Shimon is not better for me. So b'meila she's also zikik eknusa to me. Also zikik eknusa to Shimon. So b'meila, how I could marry Eishas Reuven? I'm marrying Eishas Shtei Meisim. She's skuka to me and skuka to Shimon. And if I marry Shimon the second one, she's not only, you're right. Lo Yitzur, you're asking me when I have a Zika Keknusa, it's Keilu, I'm married, I'm asking. But it's not what happened here. She's not only Keknusa to Shimon. She's also Knusa to me. If she's also Knusa to me, so where did that Chaylik disappear? This is the Kash of Rabbi Seinu Achroin. And on that, is three terutzim with an afkemin aladine. The mirror nusach is that Be'etzem is a stira to be zike keknusa to two people. Be'etzem, it's a stira to be zike keknusa to two people. So while it's a stira to be zike keknusa to two people, so normally it's mitle tole vekoi, and then if I take it, nisbar le mafreya that it's by me, and if he takes it, nisbar le mafreya that it's by him. This is alamol, the way Zikik Iknissa works. If he takes it, nisbar le mafreya by me. If I take it, nisbar le mafreya that it's by him. But now, that Shimon Zikik Iknissa I can take away, so my Zikik Iknissa falls off. And I will explain it. Because Reb Nochem explained, it's Be'etzim a Rosh HaNedorim, what is Zike Keknusa? The Rosh HaNedorim explains, we had a sugya before, yes Zike, ain't Zike. That was a sugya that the sugya was handling. Sidoa connection, Nishtokin connection, how stark is the connection. That was the sugya. So no connection, it's no connection. Yes, Zika, it's issues, it's not issues. Zika Keknusa, Zog the Rosh, is not Giboit, it's not built on the Shaila, how strong is the connection. Before we learn, yes, Zika, now the Gemara is going up, you know, this connection is so deep. Zika Keknusa. Zog the Rosh, the Zika Keknusa is Giboit, Shekevon Shoimedes Leinose, the Eino Mechuser is Afilu Mesira Lechupo. B'meila we say Zike Keknusa. Var she's not mechuseres, afilu mesira lechupa. B'meila we say Zike Keknusa. Val eina mechuseres, afilu mesira lechupa. B'meila we say Zike Keknusa. Miloshin, kol oimet, kenasu idomi. Val it's oimet to happen. So we look at it, kiilu it happened. This is the way the Rosh explains Zike Keknusa. We'll see Baal Shein and Afkeminis with it. The Mele, Val, the second one, cannot marry her. So the Mele is no more Zike Keknusa. The first one, if Yochai, he would marry her. So he's called that the Zike Keknusa is Mamshich. Because the Yavam will be Mamshich Bekoichoi. But the second one, Val, the second one, cannot finish the Zike Keknusa. So B'meile is no more Zike Keknusa to the second one. B'meile is no more Zike Keknusa to the second one. So B'meile Pashta Teretz, it starts really that the mess, you can't take away his Zike Keknusa. Abaval is no Zike Keknusa to the second one. B'meile, I don't have a Zike Keknusa. And if I don't have a Zike Keknusa, so she's considered complete married to Shimon. Baba. She's considered complete married to Shimon, and B'meile, Levi cannot meyave mikoyach Reuven, and his Zika does not dear anymore. Now it's only Knusa to one, and if it's only Knusa to one, he takes over the ganze issues, and Vali takes over the ganze issues. We look on Eishes Reuven, Keilu, she's married to Shimon, so what is Mutal and Levi now is only to meyave Eishes Shimon. How? Or he takes his Yisroven that fell to Shimon and is Meyabimer. Or he takes a second wife of Shimon. But the answer is like we started. State in the Sugi of Zike Keknusa, we will look at his Yisroven, Kilo, she's fully married to Shimon. The Rishonim asked the Kasha, do lemafreya, they answered they can't. We said, okay, you can't do lemafreya, but not why fully Shimon? I'm also a man de'oma. The Teretz is, while you can't take away Shimon, so you cannot have a Zike Keknusa, so he has and you don't have. So he becomes a fully marriage, and you lose you, even your little bit zike, and b'meile you only come in mikoyach Shimon. I want it just to be close. A lot of people say it's not so close. I'm trying to masmer it close. A minute. This is an easy nusach. It's an easy nusach. The Lashonis HaRishonim may be a gishmak in it. The reason it's not so emesdik, you write it as a fully zuki keknusa to Shimon, because I can't go marry it. But why Levi will lose his mitzvah by Eishes Reuven because it's a zuki keknusa to Shimon? Because Shimon is about to do it already. Levi loses his portion completely. Are both of us have a mitzvah? He mistaken will finish and I will not finish. So already she's no mitzvah to me. I can't do you, I can do chalitza. I don't have to lose my mitzvah. I understand. If no one else is around, there's only one Yavam, so it's already married to him. With two Yavamim. I can't do the beer. Why? Not because I don't have a schus, because I can't knock you out. So Bemele, now because I can't knock you out, so I'm completely garnished and you're in Gans? I Zog the Imre Moshe Apostat Eretz Chas V'Sholem. Levi stays among the Omer. But why Levi can't push away Shimon? So Shimon Ishus is there. Levi says, okay, listen, I can't push you off, but I have a Zika. It's Eishes Shtei Meisim. So I can't marry Eishes Reuven. Chodesh led me to do Chalitza to her. Zog the Imre Moshe, Shimon answers you, the dead. Val, my Ishus you can't take off. So she's Eishes Ach. Erve von Eishesach is mafkia zika. She becomes Eishesach, and the erve von Eishesach is mafkia the zika. If Levi wants to marry Eishes Reuven, he could. He wants to do a bia, he could. He can't do a bia. Why he can't do a bia? Because she's knusa to Shimon. It's Eishesach. So the Eishesach is mafkia the zika. So val is the erve von Eishesach. Zika ki knusa is called the erve von Eishesach, and the erve von Eishesach is mafkia the zika.
What was the
Nesro? What? Not Nesro. Not Nesro tomorrow. Now it's mafkia. Now. I'm asking Nesro Shoacha. She's also now. Nesro is when later it's mutter. You have to come to Nesro. Now she's Eishes Shimon on the Eter.
Eishes Shimon is
Nesro. No. Shimon is Eishes Acha. Erbedike Eishes Ach. You don't want to come as Shimon. If you're coming as Shimon, so it's only as Reuven is Erve. It stays also. Eishes Reuven died, now she's closer to Shimon. Zok Levi, what happened to my portion? The answer is, Val Shimon's portion stays, so Shimon makes her a Erve Dike Eishesach, so the man of the Zike falls off. The man of the Zika, the Eishesach, is mafkia the Zika. Why not? She's the erbe von Eishesach von Shimon. What? The shaila is when that erbe comes. Lemafrea, mikan velehabo leachar misa. The shaila, when he gets the shame erbe. When she gets the shame erbe von Eishesach. But this is the way the Imre Moshe wants to say. This is the way the Imre Moshe wants to say. So this is the chab of the Imre Moshe. So the Maile, if the both two Esbeirim are saying clearly, and I want to be Mamchish because it sounds different Esbeirim, but we'll see Mamish and Afkemina Ledina with Aramo. If the first two Esbeirim say the first Hezbeir that we must be. Say the first Hezbollah that we are Masbir. That Val is a Zika Keknusa to Shimon. So Reuven cannot have any more issues. Stam. Other the Masbir the Sach Besser. With the Imre Moshe. That Val is the Erbe Neshesach von Shimon. The Erbe von Neshesach von Shimon causes that the Zika von Reuven goes off. One of these two is Beirim. One of these two is Beirim. So Lemaise Levi cannot come anymore Machmosoi. The only thing that he could do is his Zika is over, so she's only the wife of Shimon. Oh, so Shimon has two wives. So now he could do Yibum to either one. This is the Mahalach Odo, the Mira Mahalach Odo, the Imre Moshe Mahalach. But the Tzad HaShove is that for reasons, Levi cannot take Eishes Ruven, because Val Knusa Teshimen, he lost it. Or the Val Eishes Ach, he lost it. And we'll say that Zika Keknusa is enough Erve to Pater a Tzor, to Pater a Zika. It's enough for Erve to Pater a Zika. To see later if it's Chorus or not. But it's enough to Pater a Zika. Reb Nochem wanted to say on them. So the Rishonim didn't mention, not the first Malach, not the second Malach. Zog Reb Nochem, the Rishonim only said you can't take away Shimon. Zog Reb Nochem, it's very simple now. You marry Eishes Reuven. So what are you telling me? I can't go over. Why? It's Shtei Meisim, right? The Halacha is again, Reuven dies, Shimon dies, you're allowed to marry either one. Zog Reb Nochem, start. Choose Eishes Reuven. What we asking? You're right, that is a Zika Keknusa for Shimon. But I'm Levi, I have a Schus Atz Reuven, I can't be Mafkia, so I'm marrying you, it's Eishes Shtei Meisim. I'm marrying Eishes Shtei Meisim. So what is my heter? To marry Eishes Levi. What is my heter to marry Eishes Levi? I'm sorry, what is the heter of Levi? What is the heter of Levi? To marry Eishes Reuven, Lechur, it's Eishes Shtei Meisim. It's Eishes Shtei Meisim. What is his heter to marry Eishes Reuven? It's Eishes Shtei Meisim. Zog Reb Nochem Azeh. Levi comes in. They tell him, listen, Shimon, you can't move out. Nishtav es Tzatan. He says, okay, but I also have a portion of Levi. So how you, Atz Reuven, so how are you telling me that I could marry her? Atz Shimon, and it'll be enough, and I don't have to marry the second wife of Shimon. Because she's Keknusa de Shimon, but I am my portion. It tells us, when you do a bia to her, you do the bia Sai al Shimon, Sai al Reuven. Sai al Shimon, Sai al Reuven. So you meyabim mikoyach Shimon, and you meyabim mikoyach Reuven. When you meyabim mikoyach Shimon, what happens? You make him Shem to Shimon. Right? So we look at it, Kiilu Shimon did a bia now. So Shimon finished. So there's nothing left for Reuven. There's nothing left. If Shimon will do Yibum, again, Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum. Levi comes, he takes over Shimon's wife. No leftovers from Reuven. Here Reuven dies, and Shimon. Shimon dies. So Levi, I want to come, they tell him, listen, Shimon's part stays. Abel, you can't be Mafkia Shimon. Say that. But I have a problem. I'm also coming out as Reuven. Okay, do a bia, take over. When you take over Shimon, you mashlim the issues of Shimon. So now Ki'ilu Shimon, you going in Shimon's shoes, and you make him Shem. So now Ki'ilu Shimon did a full Yibum. So now Shimon was Yoytze Yibum to Eishes Reuven. You're right that you also want to be making Shem out yourself. But the Talmud says, well, you can't knock off him, so he knocks off you. If she can't be married to two. No, Mama Shanai didn't mind. The thing is, who did my love? The Mele, Alimol, when you make him Shem, when you try to build both houses, so both are built. So while Shimon cannot be Nitcha Machmoscha, so the Mele, you, Shimon will be Deicha you. The Mele will be a come ashamed to Shimon, so the Mele she will be a wife to Shimon, and not the wife of Reuven. No. Because he's not Matcha you. He doesn't name do it, so both are doing it. So I forgot, I could be Matcha him. Here, I can be Matcha Shimon. The Mele, so the very Pasha. So if I marry the wife of Reuven, it works out for me. So why it's enough to marry the second wife of Shimon? Listen carefully. Why it's enough to marry the second wife of Shimon? Why it's enough to marry the second wife of Shimon? So Eishes Reuven, if I marry, I took over Eishes. If I married Eishes Reuven, I'm not doing Yibum Atz Reuven, I'm only doing Yibum Atz Shimon. What helps to marry the second wife of Shimon? The Talmud says, to marry the second wife of Shimon helps. What do you tell me? I married the second wife of Shimon. I married the second wife of Shimon. So why am Yoytze Eishes Reuven? I can marry Eishes Reuven, because I could marry Eishes Reuven, but if I do Yibum Teishes Reuven, I'm not managing to marry Yibum Teishes Reuven. Vash is a skuka to Shimon, so b'meile keilu I was making Shem to Shimon, and Shimon was Yaitze. And b'meile she's not Eishes Reuven. So the Eishes Reuven, if I take, I'm only Yaitze al Shimon. If I marry the wife of Shimon, the second wife of Shimon, so I was making Shem to Shimon. I never patterned the part of Reuven that I have. I have a schus on Reuven. The Torah says, but that is no way to take it. Because if I'll do him, the Yibum and the Eishes Reuven becomes Eishes Shimon. So b'meile, while I can do Yibum and the Eishes Reuven, I'm only left with Eishes Shimon. So we have Be'etzem three terutzim. I want to be marked with them in two groups, and you'll see a poshta nafkemine. Arkasha is Be'etzem, Levi comes and he says, I heard the terutz of the Rishonim that I can't take away Eishes Shimon, she's keknusot Shimon, but I have zikah for my brother Reuven, so I can't marry Eishes Reuven, it's Eishes Shtei Meisim. And if I marry the second wife of Shimon, but I'm missing yet my chiyuv to Reuven. So the first two terutzim said, "Val, you can't take away Shimon. In this case, your zikah is off from Reuven. Other because the knuso, other because the elbe of the shesachdi im remoishe. Very glad." Reb Nachum says, "No, nothing goes off. Your keknuso, his keknuso, both stay. He doesn't have to take you off. It's not an elbe to mafkia your zikah. Just as a problem when you do yibum and you make him shem." To Reuven and Shimon, but Meila Shimon has a full Yibum, so his keknusa wins. So if you marry Eishes Reuven, you marry Eishes Shimon. So Meila, you never can marry Eishes Reuven. So the only thing is, you can marry Eishes Shimon. So you can take Eishes Reuven, it's keilu you married Eishes Shimon. You take Eishes Shimon, so you married Eishes Shimon. So either way, you're right. I can't. There's no way to marry Eishes Reuven. Eishes Reuven will never be Oyle Yibum. She's Mufka from the Parsha. She's moving from the parsha. We will be the nafkemina. Listen, the pashta nafkemina, and it's a moltcha and perik arba achim, and it's a ramo. Where is the nafkemina? Reuven dies. Shimon has kids. And Shimon dies. Now what Levi has to do? Reuven dies, he has one wife, number one. Shimon dies, he has kids, his wife is number two. Now, Levi comes to ask Basin what he has to do. The wife of Shimon has nothing what to do, Shimon has kids. He asks, is the wife of Reuven is free, or I need to do Yibum Achalitzeter? He wants to do Yibum, they tell him you can't. She's keknusa to Shimon. She's keknusa to Shimon, right? So Yibum we can't do. If in the first shot, while she's keknusa to Shimon, no more zikah al Reuven. So you potu. Shimon has kids, so you potu. If we say while she's keknusa to Shimon as the elbe from Eishesach, as the elbe from Eishesach, so she becomes the elbe from Eishesach machma Shimon, and while she becomes the elbe from Eishesach machma Shimon, so she's potu from Reuven. So, lefi the first two drachim, avade Levi cannot do yibum and he's potu me yibum vechalitza to Eishes Reuven because she became knusa to Shimon. So there's no mezike. She's the elbe from Eishesach, and as Eishes Shimon has nothing what to do, he doesn't have to do it. The man is she's potu. Zok Reb Nachum, but lefi his hesber. If he will marry Eishes Reuven, she will not become Eishes Shimon. Because there's no zikah from Shimon. You can't make him Shem to Shimon. You're not allowed to do the bia because you began zikah keknusa. So maybe you need to do chalitza. She's not in the matzav that if you will do yibum, she will not be a yevama. If I will do yibum, it will be a yibum. I'll be a yevara aveira. So I'm not allowed to do the bia. But if we say it's not an erva that is mafkia zike, so I can't do the beer. So I have a problem. So I have a lavin v'ese. So I can't do the beer. So I will do chalitza. You will need to do chalitza. See, here we have the mamash, the nafkamina of the sugya. Here we have the nafkamina of the sugya. Reuven dies, and then Shimon dies, but Shimon has kids. If the havana in the sugya is that when Reuven dies and Shimon dies, Shimon took over the issues, and there's nothing left to Levi. With all the hesberim that we said, keknuso erbe, Levi doesn't have nothing to do else Reuven. Reuven is over, it's married to Shimon. So the minute we tell Levi, Shimon has kids, the sugya is over. Oh, but if Be'etzen the Kasha is a good Kasha, Levi says, I'm coming as Reuven. So Reb Nochem, just we're telling you, when you'll be Me'abim Reuven, while Shimon is also there, you will meet Shimon. So you never could do Yibum, because when you do Yibum, you meet Shimon. So she's not only Yibum. Because when you do Yibum, she's Eisha Shimon. So maybe there's no Zikah here. Oh, but here, if I would do Yibum, she would not be Eisha Shimon. I'll be Eivar Alav. I'll be over the Yisur of Zikir Keknusa. It's Aveira. Maybe in Zikir Keknusa, if someone is over in Baal Ukanu, they don't know if it's Aveira. So, Bemele, Val, I'll be over the Aveira. Val, I'll be over the Aveira. Bemele, it's only like a Chavila Vibes. Bemele, I need Chalitza. This is the first Chalik of the Sugi. Love again to the second Chalik of the Sugi. Let me get to the second chelik of the sugya. The Rishonim ask a kasha. What is the Gemara's kasha bichlal? Are the Gemara is a medrash pliya. Maybe we said zike keknusa oni, and everyone is asking it lemaisa. If what is the case of Reb Shimon? What is the case of Reb Shimon? The case of Reb Shimon is. What is the case of Reb Shimon? Noilad ve'achar kach yibim. This is what Rav Oishi was mechadish. Rabbonon holds shelo yehor be'olamo yezosu alemol. Reb Shimon holds yibim ve'achar kach noilad for sure is mutar. Rav Oishi was mechadish. Noilad ve'achar kach yibim. Atzike keknuso. Frek de Ramban ritvo en Rashbo. Maybe Reb Shimon only said zike keknuso. If in the end the guy did a bia, and he made a yibum, so it was meant to be a yibum, and in the end happened a yibum, so you say zike keknusa. If it was meant for yibum, and in the end you did yibum, so then you say zike keknusa. What is the case of Reb Shimon? But the Mishnah states Yibim ve'achar kach noilad. Mitzvah beheter. Fredik Moher Omar Rav Oishi, not only Yibim ve'achar kach noilad, even noilad ve'achar kach Yibim. In the middle it's also Zike keknuso. Why? Because in the end he did Yibum, so it was Nizbar that she was oimet to him. So we say Zike keknuso. Aber mechateset to say Zike keknuso if Shimon died. Fakar, the longest that we're saying till now is Nisbar that Shimon is not able to do Yibum. The same thing we said when one brother does is Nisbar that the other brother didn't do it. If the guy is dead, so he never did Yibum, so man is no Ziki Keknusa. What is the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara is asking a Kasha. How are you telling me that Ziki Keknusa, if Ziki Keknusa, Sholish Achim Nisuim Sholish Nochias, why Reb Shimon has a Sofek, say Ziki Keknusa and it'll be enough to me having one, like we said the whole Shira today. Maybe you don't say Ziki Keknusa only if the guy is in the end did Yibum. What is the case of Reb Shimon? Or the Yibem Vachar Kach Noilad, or what the Mishnah spoke out was Noilad, ואחר כך ייבם, רובן דייז, לוי is born, שימן דוז ייבום and he dies, זוק רב שימן, that לוי could do ייבום, פרק דגמור אין נעשרו, זוק דגמור אבל הוא זיקי כקנוס אותו שימן, it's not נעשרו. אבל why is the זיקי כקנוס אותו שימן? Because in the end, שימן תקה did ייבום. In the end, שימן תקה did ייבום. But if שימן in the end didn't do ייבום, מאיך תסת את זה זיקי כקנוסו? מאיך תסת את זה זיקי כקנוסו? מאיך תסת את זה זיקי כקנוסו? You can't say zikir keknuso. You could say zikir keknuso only and the svara is glad. We said, what is keknuso? It's only meant to get married. It's time to get married. So if in the end it get married, Mitaki was Zikik Knusa. So Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah, and what is the case of the Mishnah? Shnei Achim, v'meis Echot, v'nelad Hasheni, v'yibim Hasheni, v'meis. So Reb Shimon knows you could do Yibum. Freidig Gemara, but till he did Yibum, Zikik Knusa. But only if in the end Mitaki did a Yibum. But if he never did a Yibum in the end, Mechateza to say Zikik Knusa. So in our case, Shimon died. When Shimon died, we don't say Zikik Knusa. What? Yeah, but maybe only even Nisbar in the end. Like when two brothers. Why when one brother is Oikel, so is Nisbar that not? If in the end the Maisi didn't do it, so we don't say Zikik Knusa. As they flagged the Rishonim. Who told the Gemara? They're not asking what is the swell of the Gemara. They could hear that in the end of the day it's okay, maybe. But the Rishonim has a kasha. But the Gemara is asking a kasha. Are the case of Reb Shimon? Fakert. Rashba says, Sheit Yibem, Noilad Vachakach Yibem. The Tana only said, Noilad Vachakach Yibem. Not Noilad Vachakach Mes. The Rashba said, Hu Adin Vachakach Mes. But the Mishnah said, Noilad Vachakach Yibem. So don't ask me a kasha. Decide. Dafka, if in the end he did Yibum, then it's Mutter, and if not, not. And here, listen, it's a big Yisoid. As a big yesoid, shteyd in the Rishonim. A big yesoid, shteyd in the Rishonim. The Rishonim are asking a starke kasha. What is the starke kasha from the Rishonim? That maybe it's takya only if in the end he did Yibum. If he didn't do Yibum in the end, b'chai gavne, if he didn't do Yibum in the end, b'chai gavne, we don't say zike kiknusa. So what is the case? In the Mishnah state, Reuven dies, Levi is born. Zot Reb Shimon, if Shimon does Yibum and then he dies, Levi could take over. Before Shimon did Yibum, she was Nesra. Zikik Knusa. Maybe because only Shimon did Yibum in the end and then he died, so Levi could take over. Maybe in our case that Shimon never did Yibum is not Zikik Knusa. So what is the Gemara's Kasha? As they frag in the Rishonim. Zot the Rashbo and the Ramban. The Ramban is in Yud Chesamud Beis. And the Rashbo by us. So the Rashba and the Ramban, if you would say that Rab Shimon holds Zikik Knusa only if he did Yibum in the end, so it comes out that Kolzman he didn't do Yibum, you don't know yet that it's a Zikik Knusa. So B'meira will be Nesro. So when Reuven dies, Levi is born, we tell him, listen, the vile, the matzav is bad. Wait, if Shimon will do Yibum, then in his bar there will be a Kiknusa, and then you can take over. Because man Shimon didn't do Yibum, Levi doesn't have yet a Heter Yibum. So B'mele, even that Levi did Yibum later, Sidon Esra. And B'mele will not help that will be Kiknusa later. Even that when if he will do Yibum, is Nisbar Lemafreya, that was Ziki Kiknusa the whole time, of a while when Levi was born. The vial was not Zike Kiknusa, so was Nesra. You write that later when Levi does Yibum, is Nisbar Lemafreya, that she was Kiknusa the whole time to him. Other vial we don't know yet if he will do, so the vial is Nesra. Zog the Ritzvo, Eini Mavin. If in the end he does Yibum, Nisbar Lemafreya, that was Kiknusa, and Nisbar Lemafreya, that was never Nesra. Zog the Keren Oiro. We have the interesante machlekes, Rashbo and Ramban against the Ritva. The Rashbo and the Ramban call it that is a machlek, it's called Nesro. And the Ritva says that it's not Nesro. The Achroinim shtel etzu, for what Rebbe Elchanan brings down, and Simon Hay, machlekes Tashbetz Verosh. It's a pen of Rebbe Elchanan, Gantz Yivon, Vesloi Onislay, this machlekes he didn't shtel etzu in that Simon. Noideres. A lady made a nether that she's also betash mishamito. She's potu mihibum v'chalitze. In the case, zog the tashbetz will be a nesr. Even if later she goes to the chochem and is matir the nether. Val b'shas nefile, she was also to do yibum, sido a nesr. Val b'shas nefile, she was also as a nesr. Zog the tshuva sarosh, chochem oikel lemafreya. Chochom Oiker Lemafrea. Lemafrea was never a nether, so there's no Nesr. Nether is not a shaila if nether is Zaitik or not. This is how we spoke in the base. But the Tashmitz learns that it's not Zaitik. But he said, say, this is Bazundu the Tashbetz in the base. So the Tashbetz, if he goes to the Chochem and he's matter the Nether, is a Nesro. So the Rosh is no Nesro. It's Nisbar le Mafreya that it's not Nesro. So Lechure, this is the Machleik, is the Ritvo holds by us that it's no Nesro. And the Rashba and the Ramban learn that it's Nesro. So I want to be Mazb. It's two ways to learn. Some learn Taki that it's the Zilba Machleikas. The Zalba Machleikas. The Rashba and the Ramban learn that it's called Nesro, like the Tashbetz. And the Rosh will learn like the Ritva that it's not Nesro. And what is the Machleikas? Some say maybe the Machleikas is why is Nesro? If it's Mitzad Darchinoyam, Levail is not Darchinoyam. If the Pshat is the Gzeiras HaKosuf that the Ziki has to be B'Shas Nefile, Mizbar LeMafrea that the Ziki was B'Shas Nefile. Nisbar LeMafrea that the Ziki was B'Shas Nefile. If the Pshat is Darchinoyam, so the Maisa is not a Darchinoyam. But if it's not Mitzad Darchinoyam, it's Mitzad Gzeiras HaKosuf that the Ziki has to be B'Shas Nefile. If the Ziki has to be B'Shas Nefile, so you write that the Val was no Ziki. But Nisbar LeMafrea that was a Ziki. Nisbar LeMafrea that was a Ziki. So the Welt is Masbir. I think it's a double Poshut. It's totally how to learn Pshat Be'etzem, and what the Rishonim had a Hava Amine, that Zike Keknusa is only if he does Yibum in the end. The Rishonim meant that if he does in the end, so we found out Taki that she was Keknusa the whole time, so then Mistaber, that was a mistake that we didn't know. Or it's a Chalois. Val, I did Yibum, so Lemafreya, as I can't believe Lemafreya, is Chala Chalois Zike Keknusa. If it's Tam, like Loshna Ritva, we didn't know if you will do or not, but on the tzadid you do, the whole time is Kiknusa. So Mistaber that even is no Chisor, even Darchinoyam. Grana, we didn't know, but it was no real Nesro. If it's a Chalois, that if when he does Yibum, Lemafrea is Chaladin is Zike Kiknusa. If the Pshat then is Lemafrea Chal, Achalois din of Zike Keknuso, if this is the Avona, that then is Chal Achalois din of Zike Keknuso, so then you could say that the Val, we didn't have it. The Val, we didn't have it. Now, there's one more noise that the Achroinim brought up. Here we have a sugi of Zike Keknuso. And Be'etzem, there's two ways to understand it. Without the Rosh that Reb Nochem showed in the Dorim, people think, yes, Zike. One man d'omal, Zain, yes. Second man d'omal, Zike is so stark. Not Erusin, Kenesui, Mamesh, the Zike is so stark. And the Rosh says, Pshat, that the gather of Zike Keknusa is because it's Oymet to get married. Oymet to get married. The Keren Oiro clears the Shaila. Clears the Keren Oiro. As we learn the Gemara in Gafkuf Tes, that a cotton, Svadim and the Omer in the Gemara, when he does Yibum, he can't be koine the Isha. The cotton doesn't have a koyach to make a Kinyan Yibum. Tegadlenu, she has to wait till he becomes a godl. Clears the Keren Oiro. If the Yavum is a cotton, you say Zike Keknusa or not? Are if he wants to do Nesuim now, he can't. If without the Avonah, but Zika is not Keknusa, because she's not Mechusa Mesira Lechupa, she's not missing nothing. Be'etzem, she has everything. She's not Mechusa nothing. And he could do the Kolayimet, Kilo, it happened. But the Kotn can't do Yibum Deval. Vali can do Yibum, clears the Keren Oiro, you will say Zike Keknusa, or you will not say Zike Keknusa. I want to explain. Yes, Zike, ve ain't Zike, no one clears that by cotton you will say ain't Zike. Maskim? Even that the cotton can do Kiddushi. Aber yes, Zike, weil es ein Gidus, lemann der Omar Yezike, der Kirinoyre Nebi hat es Sofek, lemann der Omar Yezike, bekotten Yezike, aber bekotten ein Zike. Auf dem muss Nebi erscheinen. Auf dem muss Nebi erscheinen. If bekotten, we say Yezike or ein Zike. Auf wade bekotten, we say Yezike. Auf wade bekotten, we say Yezike. Es ist noch Scheile about it. Aber legabe zike keknuso, weil wir maß mit Pshat. What is the Pshat zike keknuso? Weil it's oime to get married. He's oime to marry her. Weil he's oime to marry her, but the cotton he can't marry her. Or maybe you could say, but he will manage to marry her when she's a gdoyla. It's a chain, now he can't do it. So he can't have more from what he has now. And the kirinoy has cheshbonos in the hemshech hasugi of them. He's noite as nish misvore. But here's the shaila. And here's a big, big vikuach. What happens? Listen, good, but I want the raya. Chai velavim ve'ese. Or yevomo is a chai velavim ve'ese. You say zike keknus or not? Chai velavim ve'ese, you can't do ibum. Mibalu lekonu, lamazon. You say zike keknus at a chai velavim ve'ese or not? If you have a Yevomah that is a Chai Velavim Ve'eser, yes, Zike, steht klar in the Gemara, that Yudah Mudalef in the Cheshem of the Gemara, that yes, Zike, Chai Velavim, yes, Zike. But I'm asking, Zike Keknuso, you have a Chai Velavim Ve'eser or not? What?
It's
Chai
Velavim.
Yes? What? Zike or Zike Keknuso? Zike steht hier, Agidus is da?
Yes, but Knuso.
Why not? Why you say you can't say? So what? So what? So you can't say? Reb Nochem Boderaye from Tesis Yutesa Mudalef Dibu Amas Chil Shemo as Mefurish and Tesis that you say Zike Kignusa even Bechai Velavim. We have to know how to find the Raye. Look, very good, very good. So Reb Nochem and Mefurish Raye and Tesis Dibu Amas Chil Shemo so we Mefurish Raye and Tesis Dibu Amas Chil Shemo that Bechai Velavim Ve'ese Bechai Velavim Ve'ese you will say Zike Keknuso. What is the Raya? The Gemara says that Be'etzem the Gemara wants to say that Yesh Zike Zog the Gemara so why and Ein Zike so why you don't do Yibum Shema Yoimu Shtei Yevom Esaboyes Mishtei Bati Miyabmi. What is the case? We say like this. The Gemara said, "Dil me yezike, v'avi shtei yevom esaboyes mi bayis echot. Yibu mechod ve'if taridach loy dil me ein zike keknuso v'avi le shtei yevom esaboyes mi shtei batim." Zod the Gemara v'chite im emidoi raiso chenami. Lama lein good the Gemara. V'chite im emidoi raiso chenami. What the Gemara wants now? That midoi raiso. Midoy Raisa, when you have Reuven and Shimon, Reuven dies, Shimon dies, Levi could do Yibum to one because Zike Keknusa. So why here you have to do Chalitze? Midoy Raisa, Ochenami, the Miyabem Chode, Miftar Chode, and with the Rabbonon, the Osu, Gzeire, Mishum Shema Yoim Rubez, Yevomes, Aboes, Mishnei Batim, Chode Miyabem, Chode Miftar, Beloy Klum. If a person will have two Yevomes, Boes, Mishnei Batim, so we will have zogt Rashi gzeira shemayim ushti yevom esaboyes mishnei batim venoflu bevas achas betzimtzum delekele memar harishoy neuski go lebal hashnir zogt Rashi hazeh midoi reise Reuven dies Shimon dies Levi is enough to do yibum only to eisha Shimon because we said zike keknuso. Why here we said you need to do chalitza also to eisha Reuven gzeira mishum shtei yevom esaboyes mishnei batim. What is the case? Every time when Reuven dies, she falls to Shimon. Every time she falls to Shimon. So b'meile, it's enough to do one. So Rashi, no. If Reuven and Shimon die in the same minute, so then he needs to miyave meishes Reuven and Shimon, and then you have a gzeira. It never happens. You have shalat zamtzeh. I want to explain. It's not a kasha efshar letzamtzem. Chazal will never make a gzeire for one case that will never happen in the world. It's the first teretz. Rashi is a modern teretz. The gzeire is again. Be'etzim and Reuven dies and Shimon dies. You do yibum to one. It's enough. So why Chazal said that it's not enough? Gzeire derabbanon. Shemayim rushte yivamis. The case that it's not keknuso. So Rashi, it will never happen. So Rashi happens with vasachas. So doicha. זאת תיסה סקנד תרץ שניים הקיון שרישוינו הוא ער ולאוכי והשני שמייס שלא איסה סקוק עלי כלל שבו זה ערווה so Reuven dies so שזה ערווה and Shimon and she was not זוקוק to Shimon בכלל and now she falls to Levi and then Shimon dies so Shimon wives falls to Levi so you have שתי יבומס הבויס משתי בתים. And the words of Taisfus. Ve'oid yesh loymar ki goyin sharishoyinu yer ve'lochi v'sheini shemes shelo oisos kuko loy klal. As meduyek in Taisfus. Why has to say she oiso erve shelo oisos kuko loy klal? Even if she was a chayv elavim ve'es. What do you say? Why Taisfus had to say it? First, mistaber hazeh. And second of all, Taisa says shelo hoyso skuko loy klal. Mashma, if it was not be a herve, she would be. And I want to explain to you why. It's even more. Because if she's chavelavim ve'ese, shitaki, you need two to do yibum. And it's what is more similar to the case of Reuven and Shimon? Chavelavim, that she falls in front of Shimon. The gzeira is better in chayvelavim from erve, and erve is mamash shtei batim. Masheinken chayvelavim ve'ese, they're not mamash shtei batim. So if you make a gzeira, it would be easier to make a gzeira from chayvelavim from erve. So Reb Nochem is meduyek in teisves that lo yetzuyo shize chayvelavim ve'ese, lo yetzuyo shize chayvelavim ve'ese. And Shimon. We weiter say Zike Keknusa. I can't do a Yibum. I can't do a Yibum. So Lechura, we see here, Nishta Zei we were trying to say. We are trying to say that Zike Keknusa is our Shema Osit. Yes, Zike is the Agidus. Zike Keknusa is our Shema Osit. And may the Zogdi Kerenoiro by cotton. That you don't have the osin, the value can't say zike keknuso. Chavelavim ve'ese that you can't say Hashem osin, you don't say zike keknuso. Und da ist mevur in teisves that only in arayis you don't say zike keknuso, but in chavelavim ve'ese you say zike keknuso. And again, the nafkemina is not only ve'etzem is three nafkeminas. We have the gemara and the dorim legabe aforas nedorim. The Rosh Nedorim Ayindalev explains, if you say Zike Keknuso, he could be made for Nedorim. If you don't say Zike Keknuso, he cannot be made for Nedorim. The Zike Keknuso is not only the Gale Gabi Ar Sugya. So, the Shai Luchu, Shtei Do Ander Ezach in Gansi, that Keknuso is not Al Shema Osit. Keknuso is not Al Shema Osit. Keknuso means that the Zike is so stark, what is Yerish from his brother, what is Yerish from his brother? Some want to say, maybe it's totally in the Chkir, we said, Alamol, the Achoinim Kler, what is the Zika? It's Ishus HaMes or Ishus HaChai. If it's Ishus HaChai, if he can't take her, not Mistabel is Keknusa. If it's Ishus HaMes, we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, in the Hemshach HaSugi, what would be if a Yevama falls from the Eirusim? You make Zika Keknusa or not? If it's the Ishus HaMes, can't be better from the mess. If it's Hashem HaOsid, could be, it could be. The Val, we're mighty in the Sugi, Chai Velavim and Cotton. Mr. Hashem, tomorrow we'll go weiter. Cheers.